Before we present the general authorities and general officers for the sustaining vote of this conference, we have a matter of business we should like to take up with you. We have extended to Sister Belle S. Spafford an honorable release as President of the Relief Society and to her counselors, Marion C. Sharp and Louise W. Madsen, and also to the entire General Board, an honorable release. We find it most difficult to find words to express to these sisters our admiration for them and our gratitude to them. Their work has been a service of quality and devotion and sacrifice. Sister Spafford has been a strong and vibrant voice in many lands and many countries and among many peoples. Her voice has been heard in many places where it required insight and courage and forthrightness to stand almost alone against sometimes strange ideologies. She's a woman of education and refinement and a leader in thought and action. She's considerable secular and spiritual training. She has honorary degrees from two great universities. She's been active in women's organizations, national and international, and has traveled abroad in her special work. Her late husband, Willis Earl Spafford, and her children sustained her in her monumental labors. She has traveled widely, written much, and spoken to numerous groups of people in many lands. I must mention her outstanding work in the Indian program, where I came to note her stature. She is distinguished, honored, and loved. Sister Sharp is the daughter of our beloved late President J. Reuben Clark, Jr. She was the wife of the late Ivor Sharp. He and their family members supported her in her outstanding work. Her travels have been worldwide, her wisdom and encouragement given to many peoples in many lands. She received an honorary degree from a Doctor of Humanities from the Brigham Young University recently. She's been editor, writer, speaker, and an inspired leader. Sister Louise Wallace Madsen, married Francis A. Madsen, is an exemplary wife and mother of a large family. Her work among the Indian children has brought many blessings to our Lamanite brothers and sisters. Sister Madsen is a granddaughter of Parley P. Pratt. And our gratitude, deep gratitude, also goes to all of those, including the General Board members who have now been released. All of you who would like to express your thanks for the excellent service they've rendered, would you raise your right hand? Thank you very much. For many years, Sister Laverne W. Parmley, president of this primary association, with her counselors Naoma W. Randall and Florence R. Lane, and members of the general board of the primary, have rendered able and dedicated service in their respective callings. These lovely sisters have helped to develop and to administer programs around the world designed to build testimony and character in the lives of children of the church. The labors of these sisters will bear fruit long into the future through the lives and the deeds of the children whom they have influenced. With her counselors and general board, Sister Parmley has been a ministering angel to the little ones of the church. In line with the general practice of the church of changing leadership from time to time, we therefore tender to Sister Parmley and to Sisters Randall and Lane and to all the members of the general board of the primary an honorable release at this time, together with our sincere love and best wishes and the great service that they will doubtless render to the church in the years to come. Will all those who would like to join with us in extending thanks to Sister Parmley and her associates please raise their hands? Thank you. Their successors will be presented to you for your vote by President Nathan Eldon Tanner, who will now present all of the general authorities and general officers of the church.
As is our practice, the voting will be done by the raising of the right hand. The First Presidency proposes we sustain as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Spencer W. Kimball. All in favor, please make signify it. All in contrary, by the same sign. And Nathan Eldon Tanner is First Counselor in the First Presidency, and Marion G. Romney is Second Counselor in the First Presidency. All in favor, please signify it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. As President of the Council of the Twelve Apostles, Ezra Taft Benson. All in favor, please signify. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. And as Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, and L. Tom Perry. All in favor, please signify. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. And as Patriarch of the Church, Eldred G. Smith. All in favor, please signify. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. And as counselors, the counselors of the First Presidency, the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, and the Patriarch of the Church as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please signify. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. And as assistants to the Twelve Apostles, Al Masani, L. Ray Christiansen, Sterling W. Sill, Henry D. Taylor, Alvin R. Dyer, Franklin D. Richards, Theodore M. Burton, Bernard P. Brockbank, James A. Cullimore, Marion D. Hanks, Joseph Anderson, David B. Haight, William B. Bennett, or H. Bennett, John H. Vandenberg, Robert L. Simpson, O. Leslie Stone, James E. Faust, J. Thomas Fiennes, and Neil A. Maxwell. All in favor, please signify. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. And as trustee in trust for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, President Spencer W. Kimball. All in favor, please signify. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. As the presiding bishopric of the Church, Victor L. Brown is presiding bishop, H. Burke Peterson is First Counselor, Vaughn J. Featherstone is Second Counselor. All in favor, please signify. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. And as regional representative of the Twelve, all the regional representatives of the Quorum of the Twelve, as at present constituted, and as the Melchizedek Priesthood MIA, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie as advisors, with James E. Faust, Managing Director, and Robert L. Simpson, and Marion D. Hanks, Associate Managing Directors, with all the members of the board as at present constituted.
I think you missed the 70s.
President Kimball said I missed the 70s. We mustn't miss them. Thank you, President. President of the First Council of 70, Seymour Dilworth Young, Milton R. Hunter, Albert Theodore Tuttle, Paul H. Dunn, Hartman Rector Jr., Lauren C. Dunn, and Rex D. Finniger. All in favor, please signify. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. And as the Aaronic priesthood, under the direction of the presiding bishopric, Victor L. Brown, H. Burke Peterson, Vaughn J. Featherstone, the Ruling Craven as director, with all members of the committee as at present constituted. And the young women, Ruth Hardy Funk, president, Hortense H. Child, First Counselor, Ardith G. Kapp, Second Counselor, with all members of the committee as at present constituted. With the Relief Society, Barbara Bradshaw Smith as president, Janet Russell Cannon as Education Counselor, Marion Richards Boyer as Homemaking Counselor, Mayola R. Miltenberger, Secretary Treasurer, with all the members of the board as approved by the Relief Society in their general conference and therefore as at present constituted. The Sunday School, Russell M. Nelson as president, Joseph B. Worthland as first counselor, Richard L. Warner as second counselor, with all members of the board as at present constituted. And primary, Naoma Maxfield Shumway as president, Sarah Melissa Broadbent Paulson as first counselor, and Colleen Bushman Lemon as second counselor, with the following as members of the board. Trilba B. Lindsay, Anna F. Bailey, Rita D. Baldwin, Beulah D. Burgoyne, Virginia B. Cannon, Carmen M. Dibble, Fulvia C. Dixon, Lenore D. Espenjade, Claudia F. Eliason, Thelma W. Fetzer, Camille S. Gambles, Ruth M. Gardner, Mary Jane Johnson, and Marjorie C. Kerr, Jean J. Larson, Ruth H. Lundgren, Patricia C. Mon, Phyllis B. McCullough, Blanche B. Miles, Dorothy C. Murdoch, Della May I. Rasmussen, Kathleen E. Reese, Dorothy B. Taylor, Donna S. Waters, and Juan J. Young. And Church Board of Education, first. All in favor of these auxiliary organization officers, please make manifest. Any contrary? Same sign. As Church Board of Education, Spencer W. Kimball, Nathan Eldon Tanner, Marion G. Romney, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, L. Tom Perry, Alvin R. Dyer, Marion D. Hanks, A. Theodore Tuttle, Paul H. Dunn, Victor L. Brown, Bell Spafford. As Commissioner of Church Education System, Neil A. Maxwell. As Church Finance Committee, Wilford G. Edling, Harold H. Bennett, Weston E. Hamilton, Lee S. Bickmore, David M. Kennedy, Warren E. Pugh. The Tabernacle Choir, Isaac M. Stewart as President, J. E. Welch as Conductor, J. D. Otley as Associate Director, Alexander Schreiner as Chief Organist, Robert Kundick, Organist, and Roy M. Darley, Organist. All in favor of these, please make it manifest. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. Thank you. And President Kimball, I think the voting in favor was unanimous.